Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Nearly 4 weeks into the COVID-19 crisis, Safe Ireland today highlighted their growing concerns over the government's response to the urgent needs of domestic violence victims. The organisation says the pandemic restrictions have reduced the number of refuge spaces available, leaving some women trapped with their abuser. Drive Time's Della Kilroy has been examining how some services have been adapting their supports. She has this report.
It's hard. Especially with, you know, we can't go out now and you can't go to appointments. You know, it's like I had a lot of support before the COVID-19 came in. Bernardo's, community mothers, everyone calling to me on a weekly basis. But that has all stopped. Now I do talk to them over the phone. It's still hard to not have those services.
That's Rose, one of dozens of women living in shelters for victims of domestic abuse across Ireland. For Rose and her two children, they've been confined to her living space due to COVID-19 restrictions, resulting in a loss of some external family supports.
My oldest son would suffer from a lot of early childhood trauma, and he would have been going to a lot of, play therapy and, you know, therapists that he should be seeing. That has all stopped. So I worry, you know, that he's kind of going to go backwards, because I do see his behaviour kind of going the wrong way again, slowly. Like, my concern would be, who would mind my children? That would be my biggest concern. If I got it, who would mind the kids? Where would they go?
Has it been difficult to find any other suitable accommodation?
Yeah, very difficult. Even to go in and out to the council to do all these things is so hard at the moment. They're doing everything over the phone. It's going to be a long time, I think, before I do get somewhere suitable.
While Ireland already has a shortage of refuge spaces, COVID-19 has meant many services have had to operate at a reduced capacity. For nine refuges which share communal living spaces, they've had to curtail their support to enable social distancing measures. Deirdre Berry is a team leader of Esker House, a women's refuge in Athlone. They've downsized from a 4 to a 2-bed unit.
So Esker House would be a communal refuge, and we'd be quite a small refuge space, so social distancing for us would not be possible. So at the moment we have two units that are occupied, so we deemed that they would be a family unit, so they are sharing. It would be impossible to not share the living environment of Esker House, because it's quite the communal aspect of it. Throughout the house, there's only one kitchen and one sitting room that they can use. Generally our service will be very busy. We're the only refuge across the Midlands. At the moment, we're not seeing a lot of additional calls, but I think that's down to the nature of domestic violence and people at home not being able to get out to call for support. For women, their options are limited, because they can't go to family or friends, or it might be more difficult to secure other accommodation within the community, with hotels and B&Bs not being accessible at the moment either. But the message to women is, do get in contact. We are here to problem solve and try and support you.
Emma Reedy is chief executive of Aveness, a refuge in Dublin.
Well, we've had to curtail our service provision quite dramatically. We do have communal facilities in refuge, but we also have family units, whereby if you were to take social distancing into consideration, they would fall somewhat short of the mark where you consider a larger family size. We took on an early decision to move or relocate those families into the community. From the point of view of our 24-hour helpline, we would have experienced in the month of March a staggering increase. With that in mind, we would have seen a 53% increase in the number of families that we weren't able to accommodate during that same period. So essentially, that was our service had no availability to accommodate those families.
To meet the needs of abuse victims during the COVID-19 pandemic, Safe Ireland are now calling for €1.6 million in emergency government funding to ensure that services can respond adequately. Sharon O'Halloran is co-chief executive.
So we have, you know, put this case to government and saying quite clearly these are sites of transmission. And unless we find the resources to be able to rehouse women at this time, we're going to run headlong into difficulty, and we're also going to lose quite a large part of the workforce.
For staff, has there been a reduction in the overall numbers, and do they have access to PPE if working in refuges?
The refuges throughout the country have little or no PPE. This is one of the big problems that we have been trying to address for the last 4 weeks. The response by government to this issue has been extremely worrying, extremely slow, and there's no new resources, particularly when you look at communal refuges. If it breaks out in these sites, then we've got a major problem on our hands. There's no point in looking at rental houses or Airbnbs or anything if you don't have the resources to secure them. So what I'm saying to government today is provide the resources, and this sector has the capacity to manage its way through this crisis. But where the resources are slow and there's no flexibility, we're heading headlong into a very difficult situation, and certainly a situation where we won't be able to meet the needs of women and children when they find that small window of opportunity to come forward.
That was Sharon O'Halloran, the co-chief executive of Safe Ireland, ending that report from Della Kilroy. And Tusla has told us limited PPE from the limited supply in the country has been provided to the sector. They say all advice offered by Tusla is in line with public health advice, and it's important this advice is followed in all settings, including communal spaces, whilst also maintaining services for those in need of accommodation. And a reminder that Women's Aid can be reached 1800 341 900.